Vernon Hershberger, his wife, and 10 children drink up to 4 gallons of raw milk each day. Under Wisconsin law, they're allowed to, but the state says he cannot sell that milk regularly, even if it's to members of a private buying club. The state is charging Hershberger for operating without 3 licenses and for violating a holding order in 2010, when he continued to sell raw milk after he was ordered not to. Hershberger says he would get a license if the state had one for raw milk.
It doesn't matter who says it. It doesn't really matter what kind of laws are in the book. You know, it can never and will never be a crime to feed our neighbor, our friends, our family, you know, the good food that God has created. That will never be a crime, whether we try to make it a crime or not.
If a Sauk County jury finds him guilty of the violations, Hershberger could face more than a year of jail time. The trial is attracting raw food advocates from across the country. Supporters say they hope it brings momentum to the raw milk movement nationally and in Wisconsin. They'll be holding events all week at a theater near the courthouse. Not as many raw milk opponents are expected to attend the trial. Hospital groups, insurance companies, and the dairy industry make up the Wisconsin Safe Milk Coalition. A spokesman says they will be keeping a close eye on it. Opponents argue that raw, unpasteurized milk carries health risks, and a major bacterial outbreak could tarnish the entire dairy industry. The trial will get underway following jury selection this morning. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.